It was an awkward night for County Manager Harry Jones. 8 months ago, he was adamant the revaluation did not need re-examining.
And I believe this action is neither necessary nor appropriate for the following reasons. First, there is no statistical evidence that indicates county staff did not follow statutory guidelines and or state law in conducting the revaluation.
County commissioners ordered the review anyway, and it turned up evidence that potentially 10% of Mecklenburg County neighborhoods were assessed unfairly. Reviewers also found terrible customer service at the tax assessor's office and discovered it had been 17 years since appraisers had visited properties in person to update information in the county's records. All of which led County Manager Harry Jones to this comment last night.
I was wrong back in May when I made a recommendation that we did not need to undertake the audit.
That's all well and good.
County Commissioner Bill James.
But the board has a responsibility to the thousands, tens of thousands of people who have been wronged by this.
James is happy to see Tax Assessor Garrett Alexander go, but he'd like to take the county manager out of the loop, too, and have an outside firm redo the 2011 revaluation, reporting directly to the county commission. Oh, and he wants the county to refund everyone who's paid too much property tax these last 2 years as a result of the problem. The county can't actually do that without getting a change in state law. And even then, it's a minefield, says Commissioner Jennifer Roberts.
Do we refund current owners or former owners? Because many properties will have changed hands during that time. Do we refund those who already appealed and got a decrease? What if what the new value comes back in is higher?
And what about the property taxes Charlotte and the six towns in Mecklenburg County have already collected and spent based on the faulty revaluation? You can see why county commissioners are stymied about how to move forward. Last night, they opted to delay another week and meet next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for one last stab at a solution. Otherwise, they'll be forced to punt the problem to a new county commission, including four fresh faces set to be sworn in December 3rd. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.